This is the reading for September 17th. Jeremiah chapter 15. Then the Lord said to me, I would not feel sorry for the people of Judah, even if Moses and Samuel prayed for them. Send them away from me. Tell them to go. When they ask you, where will we go? Tell them, this is what the Lord says. Those who are meant to die will die. Those who are meant to die in war will die in war. Those who are meant to die from hunger will die from hunger. Those who are meant to be taken captive will be taken captive. I will send four kinds of destroyers against them, says the Lord. I will send war to kill, dogs to drag the bodies away, and the birds of the air and wild animals to eat and destroy the bodies. I will make the people of Judah hated by everyone on earth because of what Manasseh did in Jerusalem. Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, was king of the nation of Judah. Who will feel sorry for you, Jerusalem? Who will be sad and cry for you? Who will go out of his way to ask how you are? Jerusalem, you have left me, says the Lord. You are going farther and farther away. So I have taken hold of you and destroyed you. I was tired of holding back my anger. I have separated the people of Judah with my pitchfork and scattered them at the city gates of the land. My people haven't changed their ways, so I have destroyed them and taken away their children. There are more widows than grains of sand in the sea. I brought a destroyer at noontime against the mothers of the young men of Judah. I suddenly brought pain and fear on the people of Judah. When the enemy attacked, a woman with seven sons felt faint because they would all die. She became weak and unable to breathe. Her bright day became dark from sadness. She felt shame and disgrace, and everyone else left alive in Judah I will hand over to the enemies too, says the Lord. Mother, I am sorry that you gave birth to me, since I must accuse and criticize the whole land. I have not loaned or borrowed anything, but everyone curses me. The Lord said, I have saved you for a good reason. I have made your enemies beg you in times of disaster and trouble. No one can smash a piece of iron or bronze that comes from the north. Your wealth and treasures I will give to others free of charge because the people of Judah have sinned throughout the country. I will make you slaves to your enemies in a land you have never known. My anger is like a hot fire and it will burn against you. Lord, you understand. Remember me and take care of me. Punish for me those who are hurting me. Don't destroy me while you remain patient with them. Think about the shame I suffer for you. Your words came to me and I listened carefully to them. Your words made me very happy because I am called by your name, Lord God All-Powerful. I never sat with a crowd as they laughed and had fun. I sat by myself because you were there and you filled me with anger at the evil around me. I don't understand why my pain has no end. I don't understand why my injury is not cured or healed. Will you be like a brook that goes dry? Will you be like a spring that stops flowing? So this is what the Lord says. If you change your heart and return to me, I will take you back. Then you may serve me. And if you speak things that have worth, not useless words, then you may speak for me. Let the people of Judah turn to you, but you must not change and be like them. I will make you as strong as a wall to this people, as strong as a wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they will not defeat you, because I am with you. I will rescue you and save you, says the Lord. I will save you from these wicked people and rescue you from these cruel people. Jeremiah chapter 16. Then the Lord spoke his word to me, you must not get married or have sons or daughters in this place. The Lord says this about the sons and daughters born in this land and their mothers and fathers. They will die of terrible diseases, and no one will cry for them or bury them. Their bodies will lie on the ground like dung. They will die in war, or they will starve to death. Their bodies will be food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals. So this is what the Lord says, Jeremiah, do not go into a house where there is a funeral meal. Do not go there to cry for the dead or to show your sorrow for them, because I have taken back my blessing, my love, and my pity from these people, says the Lord. Important people and common people will die in the land of Judah. No one will bury them or cry for them or cut himself or shave his head to show sorrow for them. No one will bring food to comfort those who are crying for the dead. No one will offer a drink to comfort someone whose mother or father has died. Do not go into a house where the people are having a feast to sit down to eat and drink, because this is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says. I will soon stop the sounds of joy and gladness and the happy sounds of brides and bridegrooms in this place. This will happen during your lifetime. When you tell the people of Judah these things, they will ask you, why has the Lord said these terrible things to us? What have we done wrong? What sin have we done against the Lord our God? Then say to them, this is because your ancestors quit following me, says the Lord, and they followed other gods and served and worshipped them. Your ancestors left me and quit obeying my teaching, but you have done even more evil than your ancestors. You are very stubborn and do only what you want to do. You have not obeyed me, so I will throw you out of this country and send you into a land that you and your ancestors never knew. There you can serve other gods day and night because I will not help you or show you any favors. People say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the people of Israel out of Egypt. But the time is coming, says the Lord, when people will not say this anymore. They will say instead, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites from the northern land and from all the countries where he had sent them, and I will bring them back to the land I gave to their ancestors. I will soon send for many fishermen to come to this land, says the Lord, and they will catch the people of Judah. After that, I will send for many hunters to come to this land, and they will hunt the people of Judah on every mountain and hill and in the cracks of the rocks. I see everything they do. They cannot hide from me the things they do. Their sin is not hidden from my eyes. I will pay back the people of Judah twice for every one of their sins because they have made my land unclean. They have filled my country with their hateful idols. Lord, you are my strength and my protection, my safe place in times of trouble. The nations will come to you from all over the world and say, our ancestors had only false gods, useless idols that didn't help them. Can people make gods for themselves? They will not really be gods. The Lord says, so I will teach those who make idols. This time I will teach them about my power and my strength. Then they will know that my name is the Lord.
Chapter 4.
I, a prisoner in the Lord, encourage you to live the kind of life which proves that God has called you. Be humble and gentle in every way. Be patient with each other and lovingly accept each other. Through the peace that ties you together, do your best to maintain the unity that the Spirit gives. There is one body and one Spirit. In the same way, you were called to share one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over everything, through everything, and in everything. God's favor has been given to each of us. It was measured out to us by Christ who gave it. That's why the scriptures say, when he went to the highest place, he took captive those who had captured us and gave gifts to people. Now, what does it mean that he went up except that he also had gone down to the lowest parts of the earth? The one who had gone down also went up above all the heavens so that he fills everything. He also gave apostles, prophets, missionaries, as well as pastors and teachers as gifts to his church. Their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ. This is to continue until all of us are united in our faith and in our knowledge about God's Son, until we become mature, until we measure up to Christ, who is the standard. Then we will no longer be little children tossed and carried about by all kinds of teachings that change like the wind. We will no longer be influenced by people who use cunning and clever strategies to lead us astray. Instead, as we lovingly speak the truth, we will grow up completely in our relationship to Christ, who is the head. He makes the whole body fit together and unites it through the support of every joint. As each and every part does its job, he makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So I tell you and encourage you in the Lord's name not to live any longer like other people in the world. Their minds are set on worthless things. They can't understand because they are in the dark. They're excluded from the life that God approves of because of their ignorance and stubbornness. Since they no longer have any sense of shame, they've become promiscuous. They practice every kind of sexual perversion with a constant desire for more. But that is not what you learn from Christ's teachings. You've certainly heard his message and have been taught his ways. The truth is in Jesus. You were taught to change the way you were living. The person you used to be will ruin you through desires that deceive you. However, you were taught to have a new attitude. You were also taught to become a new person created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So then, get rid of lies. Speak the truth to each other because we are all members of the same body. Be angry without sinning. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil any opportunity to work. Thieves must quit stealing, and instead, they must work hard. They should do something good with their hands so that they'll have something to share with those in need. Don't say anything that would hurt another person. Instead, speak only what is good so that you can give help wherever it is needed. That way, what you say will help those who hear you. Don't give God's Holy Spirit any reason to be upset with you. He has put His seal on you for the day you will be set free from the world of sin. Get rid of your bitterness, hot tempers, anger, loud quarreling, cursing, and hatred. Be kind to each other, sympathetic, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you through Christ.